Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to the Snooker Scene podcast. I'm Dave Hendon. For the final time at the Masters, here I am. I said I'd preview the final. It'll be a short preview. We've seen, of course, Ronnie O'Sullivan beat Sean Murphy 6-2, and we've seen Ali Carter beat Mark Allen 6-3. The first match, I mean, it was kind of routine isn't quite right. Ronnie O'Sullivan played quite erratically early on, I thought, but his safety was actually good, and in the end, you know, he got the job done. Sean Murphy, there was a lot of comment, of course, that, you know, he was doing the BBC punditry until, you know, well after midnight on Friday for the quarterfinals in the studio, playing in the afternoon. But, you know, in, I think it was frame one, was it? He had that green. Would he have potted that green if he'd gone to bed at 9 o'clock rather than, you know, 1 o'clock? I'm not so sure. It was a tough shot. I'm sure he wants to put to bed all the talk about that. He can only really do that if he wins a BBC event. Until he does, people will still point the finger. To be honest, I think Sean knows better than anyone else how to manage his personal time. So I think that's up to him what he does. I do think there are questions about whether someone who's playing in the semi-finals of a major event should be doing punditry, though, because it raises questions about, you know, the idea of sort of objectivity. I'm not saying he's not objective. I think he's a superb pundit and I really enjoy listening to him. But there's no distance from the event when you're playing in it. So that's a different question to the issue around has it affected his performance. He would know that better than anyone else and he thinks it doesn't and that's up to him. But as for Ronnie O'Sullivan, well, he's in a 14th Masters final. He's won 7, of course. It's worth looking at the ones he lost. Of course, Steve Davis beat him. That was maybe the most surprising one. But the others, you know, look at the names of people who've beaten him. Stephen Hendry, Mark Selby, Judd Trump. You know, these are proper players, obviously. And Paul Hunter, of course, that was the great comeback from him. John Higgins. So he's lost to, you know, he's lost to big hitters. Won the other 7. Not won it for 7 years. Kind of almost suggests he's due. The head-to-head with Ali Carter, 17-1. But we'll talk about Carter's performance first. That was a pretty incredible display. I mean, he's played, I think, put the 3 matches together, arguably his best snooker of his career there in those 3 matches, back-to-back in a big event. 3 centuries in a row against Mark Allen. That's a record at the Masters. No one's done that before. No single player. Mark Allen, he said afterwards he was hanging on. I think that's right. He could have won that last round, of course, and then who knows, 5-4. But Carter, his attitude's been exemplary all week. And he's been sort of trying to manifest. He's actually said in the Eurosport studio, one of his mantras is, I'm the winner of the 2024 Masters. He's telling himself that. He's played the best snooker of the tournament. The person who does that normally wins. But he's up against Ronnie O'Sullivan. And it's whether he can do it against him. Because here's the thing with Ronnie O'Sullivan. He doesn't play the frame. He is the frame. You have to play him. You have to play him in that environment, which is completely different to any other player, not just with the crowd, but with him. And he's not always that easy, actually, to predict what he's going to do. You know, there were times today where he seemed to be going for them. There were times when he wasn't. It's tough to beat Ronnie O'Sullivan over 19 frames. Ali Carter's only ever beaten him once. Of course, that was over 25 at the Crucible, famously. It's strange in a way. It feels like the most memorable meeting, although, of course, they've played in two World Championship finals. There was a match in Belfast years ago in the Northern Ireland Trophy where O'Sullivan made five centuries in a best of nine against him. He's played a lot of good snooker against Ali Carter down the years. He used to practice together from the same area. The only way is Essex, all that stuff. So, I suppose the question is, and I sort of tipped Ali Carter as the outsider in this tournament, but can you actually go against Ronnie O'Sullivan in the final of the Masters? I'm not sure you can, really. Having said that, if Ali Carter can reproduce the form that's got him to the final, he can absolutely win the final. But I think you'd have to be brave to sort of tip him with any real certainty. But there's no certainty in sport, is there? There's two people going to play a game of snooker. It'll be a great occasion. I'm not going to be here, you'll be pleased to know, next week. I'll give it a week and come back after the World Grand Prix. So just to say, I think it's been a terrific week. It's been very entertaining. Not every match, not every frame has to be the highest standard. What you want from any week is a mix. Close frame, scrappy frame, centuries as well, great clearances. We've had a couple of maximums. We've had a lot to look back on and enjoy, and hopefully the final will deliver. We'd like a close final. We've not had a deciding frame finish in the Masters final since 2010. So it'd be great to maybe see that. I think a lot of people would enjoy that. Just to say, we have had an email, actually. I should acknowledge, we had one coming in today, Donald Murtagh. This is about today's match with O'Sullivan and Murphy. He says, if the advertised start time of a football match is 8 p.m, you could set your watch by the time it actually kicks off, but not so for snooker. According to the WST website, the Murphy-O'Sullivan semi-final starts at 1 p.m, but the players didn't actually kick off or break off until 28 minutes past. Why don't matches actually start at the advertised time? If this can be achieved for a football match, which involves 22 players, two substitutes, benches, managers, coaches, doctors and a team of officials, sure, it's manageable for a mere snooker match. It's quite something to sit down to watch something, but have to wade through almost half an hour of promos, previews, player introductions, etc. before it actually begins. Your friendly snooker and punctuality, Donal. Well, okay, it's a fair point. The match did start, as you say, later than advertised. But it was always going to, because the BBC, it was on BBC One, and they started at 1:15. They do their 10-minute build-up, so it was always going to be 1:25. And that's actually quite widely known by people within snooker. Maybe it should have been more widely communicated to fans watching at home. I don't know, because I wasn't there, exactly what was said to the audience at Ali Pally in terms of when they had to take their seats. They didn't have to be there sitting there at 1 o'clock if it was going to be nearly half an hour later. But I don't know the extent to which that was advertised. It could have been made clear on social media, I guess. You know, the BBC are on at 1:15, we start at 1:25. As long as everybody knows, including the players, it's not that big a deal, but it seems a lot of people didn't know. But there's value to having it live on BBC One all afternoon, clearly. It's still, you know, it's the sort of channel that casual viewers will see the snooker on, which they wouldn't do maybe on some others. Of course, it was also on Eurosport, where we have a very loyal snooker-loving audience. And wherever you're watching the final, do enjoy it. It's going to be memorable one way or another. Either Ronnie O'Sullivan extends his record to 8 or Ali Carter wins his first, I suppose you would say, major title. He's won 5 ranking events. I think he would definitely regard this as his greatest career achievement, to win the Masters and to beat Ronnie O'Sullivan in the final to do it. And let's not forget, to get to the final, who he's beaten? Mark Williams, Judd Trump and Mark Allen. So to beat Ronnie O'Sullivan as well, no one could ever say to him, well, you know, you were lucky there with the draw. Quite the opposite. He's very proud. I spoke to Ali before the tournament. He's very proud that he's back in the Masters, first time in 4 years. He felt he should have won the 2020 final against Stuart Bingham. He's still disappointed he didn't. He's got a chance to make amends here in his first time back in the event since. He can do it if he plays that snooker, but it's playing that snooker against Ronnie O'Sullivan. Many players, great players, have failed to produce the goods against him. So he's the last line of defence. Can he actually get past him? We don't know, but we're going to find out, and we're going to enjoy finding out on Sunday. That's it. Keep the emails coming in. snookerscenepodcast@mail.com. That's snookerscenepodcast@mail.com. And of course, the World Grand Prix, where Ali Carter actually is due to play Monday night, that may be moved. We'll find out. That starts on Monday in Leicester. That'll be a good week as well. I'll be back after that with all the latest all the latest thoughts on what's been happening. But for now, enjoy the final, and it is goodbye bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.